Well, hello. Here we are again, talking about our Life Journey series. Today is about sorrow. I would say sorrow is one of those unusual emotions because it doesn't really show on the outside. It's really an inward game. When you're sorrowing, people don't notice it that much, and you may not even term it sorrow. You may say it's grief, and it is related to grief. What I have found in sorrow, there is a sense of regret or remorse or wishful thinking. Sorrow, it doesn't usually stand all alone. There's something that's with it. But it is particularly hard to get past sorrow because it's just like a weight in your heart. So there are a couple of verses. I have them on the blog, but I'd like to read them to you. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. So there can be a good reason for sorrow. It's producing something in you. Repentance that leads to salvation. So sometimes sorrow is actually a sadness for something we've done. Or maybe even God leading you to Him. He will use something in that regard. Here's another one. This is the way we often feel. How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Well, it may not be an actual enemy. It could be even just a situation where you feel like they have the upper hand. This last one we're kind of familiar with. There's a part in it that we don't think about usually. When he rose from prayer, that's Jesus, and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Sorrow is exhausting. Recently, I had a situation, but it was a circumstance where I was feeling some sorrow over something I was losing, because so often sorrow has to do with loss, and it was a situation I couldn't fix. And I just felt sluggish, felt depressed, felt despair because it wasn't getting better. And I was feeling sad for what I was losing. I think we all have times like that, more so with circumstances. There are so many of them. So I look at sorrow as in three groups. There are probably other groups too, but one, it's associated with loss. And we know there's all kinds of loss. Relational loss, human loss, physical loss. It can be in so many different realms where we experience loss and we sorrow for what we have lost. Another one which is similar, we can have sorrow over lost opportunities or lost dreams, things we wished for, and something destroyed that wish and it will never be. It can be even something like when someone takes advantage of you, if it was sexually, you've lost something that is not replaceable. It's irreplaceable. And if you were totally innocent, then you are going to grieve that loss. There's going to be sorrow for that. And we shouldn't pretend like that we're superhuman and that we aren't experiencing that sorrow. The third one would be sorrow over things that we've done or failures that have happened to us, where we failed, or wrongdoing. We can sorrow, oh, I wish I'd never done that. It hurt this relationship, or it disappointed my parents, or it got me in debt. There can be sorrow, which is, again, tied to regret. They're very close. Sorrow is tiring, isn't it? I find that sorrow often has regret with it, remorse. You're wishing for something you can't change, but you certainly wish you could. Guilt may partner with this sense of regret. I mentioned losing my sister in the blog. I cannot describe to you the depth of my sorrow and the pain of regret. I hadn't done something. Hadn't realized, had been out of touch enough that we really weren't aware that she was in that place of a struggle. Sometimes you can feel this pain of failure and regret, even though it wasn't your fault. You couldn't have changed it. It just happened. You can't take it back. There's sorrow in this. Now I wonder, how does God see it? You know, He made us to be emotional beings. I think we can safely say, because of this, that sorrow is proof of our humanity. You see, we have emotions, intellect, and will. Did you know God also has emotions, intellect, and will? Our emotions are tethered or tied with our intellect and will. So it goes to reason that the one whole being is affected when we are sorrowing, as it is when we are rejoicing. Our whole being is affected. A conscious effort must be made to engage the will toward recovering and healing. I often think of the old hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. When I'm struggling, I imagine myself doing just that. I'm leaning into God's everlasting arms. And you know what? That's comforting and it's helpful. Well, sorrow, like so many other things, will lighten over time, but sometimes you can't totally get rid of it. Sometimes you can. But what you do need to do is accept it and then look for ways to move forward so you don't get stuck in the place where you're actually going backwards instead of forwards. So look to God and know I'm pulling with you, and I wish you the very, very best. God bless you.